Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Say, Jack, you're a guy who seems to be on the go pretty much of the time. Don't you sometimes have headaches?
Oh, I have my share, all right, but I've learned how to handle them.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, whenever a headache starts to slow me down, I just take time out to drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Presto changeo, I'm back in the swing again.
But I thought Alka-Seltzer was for indigestion.
Oh, it sure is. But Alka-Seltzer is a pain reliever, too, you know, and a darn good one.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer is a really effective pain reliever. A sparkling, tangy solution that looks inviting, tastes refreshing, and brings wonderfully prompt relief for headache, neuralgia, or aching muscles. Get Alka-Seltzer at your drugstore and try it. Once you do, you're sure to agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
I'll get it, Molly.
Good, because I have to get dinner started. Oh, 4 o'clock already. Goodness, how time flies.
Oh, hello, Teeny.
Hi, mister.
Come on in.
How'd you know it was me, mister? I got on my mother's hat and grandma's old coat and her old feather boa and these high heels. How'd you know it was me,
Oh, just a lucky guess, I guess. School's out, huh?
I knew I should have put some lipstick on. Let me see. Maybe I got some lipstick here in this purse. Let me empty it out on the coffee table here.
No, Teeny, don't do that.
Oh, I told Willie not to put that cowbell in there. No room.
Gee whiz, Teeny.
Yeah, no lipstick. Whoever owns this purse sure must be a sloppy lady. Look at that mess, will you?
Well, whoever owns this purse, isn't that your mother's?
No, I found it at the bus stop on the corner.
What?
I was waiting at the bus stop for Willie Toops on account of he had to stay in school a while, and I found this purse. So that's why I'm all dressed up like a lady. Me and Willie are playing Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs.?
Willie said he'd get the car out. That's his scooter, you see. And he'd get the car out and go to Kramer's drugstore and do some shopping. So I gave him $5.
What? You gave Willie...
$5. And I said I'd come over here and gab with Miss McGee like Miss Toops does when Mr. Toops goes to the drugstore.
Now, wait a minute. Hold everything, sis. Look, Teeny, you just can't pick up a purse at a bus stop and start spending money out of it. That's wrong. That money belongs to the lady that lost the purse.
Who is she? What's her name,
I don't know who she is.
Well, then how do you know it's her money? Maybe she stole it. Maybe she found it. Yeah, maybe she found the money. And if she found it and then lost it and I found it, why can't I keep it, Why can't I, mister?
Because it's not yours.
It's not hers either if she found it.
How do you know she found it?
Who?
The lady that lost it. Maybe she didn't find it at all.
Oh, no. No, she didn't find it, mister. I found it, remember?
I don't mean this time. I mean, how do you know she found it before?
Before what?
Before you lost it or found it.
That
ratatini, you said the lady found the money before you lost the purse. Or before you lost the money. Found the money. I said if she found it and you found it and she lost it. Let's start all over.
Okay. Now listen careful this time, mister. I was at the bus stop waiting for Willie Toops, and I found this purse.
Yes, and I'm trying to explain to you, Teeny, that we've got to find out who lost the purse and give it back to her. It is not honest for you to take money out of it and spend it.
Oh, I didn't spend any of it, mister. Oh, no.
Well, good.
I just gave $5 to Willie Toops. He's the one spending it. Oh, can that Willie Toop spend money?
My gosh, I forgot all about him. I better head him off before he... Hey, Kramer's drugstore, you said, huh?
Yeah, that's where he went. He's going to buy $3 worth of lollipops and some, and about $1 worth of bubble
gum. Hello. Hello, operator. Give me Kramer's drugstore, quick. Boy, I thought I'd never get Teeny straightened out.
I know.
I had to finally give her a buck out of my own pocket to buy her and Willie Toops lollipops in order to get the $5 I had Kramer take away from Willie at the drugstore back to put in the purse.
I heard you from the kitchen.
And for that, she agrees to let me keep the purse and find out who the owner is and return it to her, provided I give Teeny the reward, if any.
Oh, you really made a sharp deal.
Well, I gave the kid a lesson in honesty. That's the main thing.
Sure. How do you plan to track down the owner of this collection of mishmash, anyhow? Any identification in it?
Haven't found any so far. I'll track her down, though. Don't you worry. Car keys. No name on them. Matches from every place. $6.80 in money. A lot of business cards from different firms. Aha! That's my first clue.
What do you mean?
Elementary, my dear. I'll merely call this law firm here and ask them which client of theirs has a well-wore alligator purse containing $6.80, a lot of matches, car keys with no name on them, 3 pieces of cleaning tissue.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
All of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And most of us know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop 1 or 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, a relief-giving liquid that's easy and natural for your system to absorb. And action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Yes. Yes, I see. Well, we were just hoping, sir. There's a card in the purse that says, Eat at Al's Drive-In, and my husband thought you might remember a customer that... I see. Well, thank you anyway. Bye.
What'd he say?
No soap. Well, that was the last business card she had in there. No driver's license. No ID.
Well, let's sum it all up like Hemingway Savage, the great detective, does. Now, so far, we got a set of car keys, no name on them, a cigarette lighter with the initials HZ on it, and we know from the business cards in it that she could have ate at Al's Drive-In, or been to see a lawyer, a real estate man, a beauty shop to have her hair done. Hey, you know what?
What?
I'm stumped. But I'm not giving up. This thing is a challenge to me now. I'm going to look through this purse for secret compartments, false bottoms, stuff like that there.
Oh, great.
You got a fine-tooth comb? Because that's what I'm going to go through this with. I'll find out who this H.Z. is, or my name ain't Hemingway Fibber McGee.
McGee, where are you? Oh, who are you calling?
Shh. Hello. Is this Miss Harriet Zimbley?
For goodness sakes, H.Z. How did you...
This is Mr. McGee. Did you lose a purse this afternoon with $6.80 and... Oh? Oh, you did.
How'd you ever find out?
Shh, Molly. Well, a little girl in our neighborhood found it, Miss Zimbley. I've got it here right now, in my home. Oh, that's all right. No, that isn't necessary. I've got your address.
Her address, too? How did you ever...
I'll be happy to, in 15 minutes. Goodbye.
I'm really amazed, McGee. I looked all through that purse. Don't tell me there was a secret compartment in it or something.
Nope. Checked every inch.
My, you are a detective. How'd you do it?
Well, I simply used a little deduction and added a dash of common sense.
Lynn, I looked under the strap here, and I found this label, Miss McGee, with a lady's name on it.
Oh, hello, Lester. I didn't even know you were here.
We've been sitting in the den, figuring this thing out, me and Mr. McGee.
Yeah, Les helped. We worked on it together.
I see.
First, I kind of thought that Mr. McGee ought to call all the HZs in the phone book, you see.
Oh, of course, I should have thought of that. Can't be very many HZs.
Just three. Henrietta Zombeldecker, Hortense Zizi Newski, and Harriet Zimbalee. Whilst he was trying to decide which one to call first, though, I found this label under the strap with her name and phone number on it. Mr. McGee did all the rest.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of tired, Molly. I think I'll go rest a while. Call me when dinner's ready, will you?
Wait a minute. What about the purse? You told the woman you'd bring it over in 15 minutes.
Well, I'll take it to her, Ms. McGee. I'm on my way downtown to pick Sally up anyhow. I go right by there.
Good boy, Les. Good. Well, you helped solve the mystery anyhow, so you can take the bows, son. And if there's any reward, just drop it off at Teeny's house. Teeny found it, you know. Well, I'll rest a while now, Molly. Call me when you...
Mr. McGee. Oh, Mr. McGee.
We're in the kitchen, Lester, doing the dishes.
Oh, I'm sorry to barge in like this without knocking, but look what the lady gave me for a reward. I rushed right back here to show you. $50.
$50?
That's right.
Oh, but she only had $6 and some change in the purse.
Yeah.
In the top of it, that is.
The top?
And $15,700 more in the false bottom.
What?
False bottom? I looked all over that purse.
Well, it's a secret compartment. You see, one of the lumps in the alligator skin releases a catch.
Heavenly days.
I'll run on over and give Teeny a reward. She's the richest kid I know now.
Well, I think I'll go lie down again, Molly. I got a kind of a splitting headache.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Oh, yes, Sally. Wonderful. I'll tell him.
Who's that?
Sally Nelson. Says Teeny's mother just insisted that Lester keep half the reward. $25.
Well, good for him. What am I supposed to do, roll on the floor?
And now listen, Lester wants to split the $25 with you. Gonna bring it over in the morning.
Yeah? Ah, good old Les. Swell kid, Les.
McGee, quit rolling on the floor. Get up from there, silly.
Okay. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Les Nelson is played by Robert Easton. This is John Wall saying goodbye and hoping we'll have the pleasure of your company again soon. So long.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.